close to a high of around 60. Clouds build with a spotty afternoon shower Saturday and around mid-50s. Resuming sunshine all day Sunday. 30s to 40 in the morning, followed by a high of around low 50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Crescent City Stamp Club's New Orleans Stamp and Postcard Show, January 20th, January 21st, at the Doubletree by Hilton, 2150 Veterans Boulevard, Kenner. Free parking, free admission, free appraisals. Click ccscno.org. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, this is Huck.
And Dave.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are actually having a little bit of technical difficulties, so the live stream is not up and running again. So this is week number two, no live stream. We'll see if Dave can get that going while we start our show. All right. I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Tiffany Huckabee Plaisance. Turns 27 years old today. Happy birthday, sweetheart. We are so proud of you. Your dad and I are just very proud of what you've become. You're a blessing to us and to your little brother, and we love you. We love your strong personality. Keep your eyes and heart on Jesus. Good things are coming, Tiffany. 2023 is going to be a fantastic year for you. All right. So, Dave, well, let's go ahead and go with our COVID stats while I work on that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, really nothing much new to report, despite the news report that you just now heard that said that there's a triple-demic of COVID and flu and whatever else it was. Well, yeah, this time of year, you generally are going to get a little bit more sicknesses of various kinds. But if you look in Louisiana and go to our libertyorlockdown.live page, click on the More tab and pull it down. Can you hear me now? Okay. Click on the More tab, pull it down, and you'll see the positive test rate and the death rate for Louisiana as a whole, for Orleans, and for Jefferson. And so the number of positive COVID tests right now in the state of Louisiana is about, on average, 312 per day. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, this is out of 4.67 million people. So this is not particularly high. This is about less than 7 positive tests per 100,000 people per day. And this is not deaths. This is not hospitalizations. This is just people that tested positive. And if you've had COVID, you'll know some people get a serious case. Other people don't get a very serious case. Well, these are obviously not very serious cases. If you look in Jefferson, you'll see there's a similar situation. There have been 379 positive tests out of 434,000 people in the last 2 weeks. So this is about 6 positive tests per 100,000. And it's, again, it's not people that are dying. It's not people that are hospitalized. The hospitalization rate is only about 10% what it was last January. So you can look on our libertyorlockdown.live. And let's see, Orleans Parish has got a positive test rate of about 7 per 100,000. And again, these are not dying people. They're not hospitalized people. And let's see about people that have been dying. In the state of Louisiana, in 2 weeks, we've had a total of 25 deaths attributed to COVID. Now, keep in mind, normally about 130 people every day, 133 people die every day in Louisiana. Sorry, we're moving things around in the studio here. And so that's 133 per day. Well, in the last couple of weeks, the average number of people dying attributed to COVID out of the 133 is about 2. So that's not particularly high, in my opinion. You know, of course, people say, oh, it's terrible that anybody dies. Yes, but everybody dies. The death rate for human beings is 100.00%. So all of us are going to die eventually. It's just very unlikely that it's going to be from COVID. If you look at Jefferson Parish, the number of people that have died in Jefferson Parish in 2 weeks, the grand total number of people out of 434,000 is 2 deaths. And then if you look at Orleans Parish, out of 391,000, there have been 3 deaths in 2 weeks. So, you know, the government still tries to make it a big deal, and the news media still try to say, oh, this is terrible, you know, this thing's going to kill you. It's not the Black Plague. It's like flu. If you get sick, go see your doctor. Mm-hmm. If you don't get sick, don't panic. Well, even if you do get sick, don't panic. Go see your doctor and get it treated.
Thank you, Dave.
This is not a death sentence.
No, it's not a death sentence. And something strange is going on right now because they're trying, fake news media is trying to push that there's a triple virus right now.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the flu.
Well, this time of year, you always get the cold and you always get the flu, and the number of people that are attributed to those three things, COVID, flu, cold, is a little higher than it was a month ago. A little higher. Well, that's typical. It's December.
And keep in mind, they've never isolated the COVID virus.
Yeah.
So everything is being considered COVID. And, you know, the flu's gone and pneumonia's gone and everything's COVID now.
COVID cured cancer.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, thank you for those stats, and sorry for all the shuffling back here, but again, this is 2 weeks we've come here and had trouble trying to get on our online, so we're going to have to work that out so this doesn't keep happening, huh, Dave?
Okay.
Who do we have on the line? Matthew from Metairie? How are you?
Uh-oh, got all that road noise.
Yeah, if you give me just a second, I will take care of that.
All right, well, we're on the radio, so we can't give you a second, all right? We got to talk because people are listening.
So you say go see a doctor. Well, most of the doctors in this area are employees of...
All right, there we go. Now I got the handset.
Okay.
Large medical complexes, and they will prescribe Paxlovid.
That's right.
Now, look up what the side effects of Paxlovid are.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Right, so that's a little concerning, trying to find a doctor who isn't going to prescribe that stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's deadly. It's very, very poisonous.
Yeah, and also this thing about not isolating the virus, I think they have actually the genetic sequence of it isolated. So I don't know where that comes from.
Okay, well, I know that they hadn't isolated it back in September of 2021 when we were at the House and the Health and Welfare Committee when Dr. Kantar was talking about it for 3 long hours. So maybe they have since then, and you know, it certainly hasn't been shown, you know, at the legislative level.
Yeah, that was how they figured out that it was, in fact, a man-made virus because it had a genetic combination that is so improbable to appear in nature as to be impossible.
Okay.
Even though nothing ever is really impossible, this is just like one of those chances of winning the lottery and getting struck by lightning at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we need to go on a quick break. So.
Ciao. I'm going to hang up because I'm sure the noise of the engine is just like...
Okay.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you. All right. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. We're going on a quick break. America.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are definitely not going to take it anymore, and that's why Dave and I are here every week trying to collect some news that we know to not either to share the truth or to pick apart what mainstream media is telling us, because these to this day and age, they do not tell the truth. It's unfortunate, but most of what we hear from mainstream media is not accurate.
Well, one thing that somebody decided they're not going to take it anymore is four brothers in Utah, the Brunson brothers, and my screen just went blank. Quit it. The Brunson brothers of Utah have filed a lawsuit, and the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this. Now, last week, we mentioned that there was a lawsuit regarding the state legislatures being the rightful place to set election rules for every state because that's what the U.S. Constitution says. So people talk about federalizing elections and all of that. You'd have to amend the Constitution. So anyway, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case about that, which we referred to last time. But this one has been really way down in the news media. It's called Brunson v. Adams, B-R-U-N-S-O-N, so you can go Google it, v. Adams. And I haven't even seen this mentioned in the mainstream media, but there are four ordinary American citizens, four brothers from Utah, who are seeking the removal of President Biden and Vice President Harris because of the questionable things that went on during the last election. And people say, oh, that's unproven. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case. So go look up Brunson v. Adams. And this would really cause a tremendous amount of turmoil if the Supreme Court says, yeah, you're right, Biden's out, Harris is out. It's 2 years into Biden's term. I don't know what they would do, but it's just a very interesting thing that the Supreme Court actually agreed to hear it. Most cases brought to the Supreme Court, they said, nope, not going to hear it.
Right.
They didn't have to say why. They just said, yes, we will hear this case. Very interesting.
So it says Supreme Court considers case seeking to overturn 2020 presidential election. And this was written yesterday, December 14th, by Diane Cachette. You can definitely Google this, the morning thread. This is all about the Supreme Court possibly maybe overturning the presidential election based on what they're going to present. So, and definitely it's not in mainstream media.
Ooh, and it's unprecedented.
It is unprecedented.
To try to overturn a presidential election?
Right.
Wow.
All right, well, we have our special guest on the phone, Sharon Bolin with Sharon Bolin Ministries. Sharon, are you there? Sharon? Are you there, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Martha. Good to be with you.
Yes, thank you so much for calling in. I know we had a great conversation today, and I just wanted to allow you some time to speak to our listeners and talk to them about what's going on right now and what we can joyfully expect in the next week or two and even coming into January.
Well, you know, as we're coming into the end of this year, there's so many things that God's been doing, and you know, our nation is really at our all-time low. And when we look outside and we can't go out your door before, you know, you're going to encounter something that is so negative. And we're infiltrated and inundated with negative news and the threat of just our own safety. But in the midst of all of this, I truly believe that God is doing something. And he's bringing us back to something that is so simple and foundational, and that is prayer. It's something that a lot of people have come away from because we're so caught up with the news and so caught up with what's going on. But I really believe that if we will get on our knees and start crying out for America and praying for this nation, we're going to see God do something. We need God on the playing field. I think we put a lot of our hope and trust in politicians and hoping that they will go to bat for us. And it's not that that's not a good thing, but we have got to bring God on the playing field. And when we do, we're going to see things move in a direction we have never seen it move before. A lot of times it's stagnant and we're waiting and waiting, and then God gets in the game and everything changes. So I have seen God do this just as you have, Martha, and so many of your listeners. If you pray and you seek the face of God, you'll see God move. Our nation is in jeopardy right now, and we need people from the east, west, north, and south of America to join together and lift up this nation. So we're launching our Let's Pray campaign next year, 2023. We're going to have commercials, television commercials on Newsmax, and you're going to see that campaign. And it's really calling America to prayer. We're going to actually write these prayers out, email them to you, show you how you can pray for just 60 seconds a day, just 60 seconds a day, and it will change your city, your state, and your nation. And we're going to take you from 60 seconds to 5 minutes to 15. It's going to be a progression in your life, and it's going to change your world, and it's going to change this nation. So I'm excited about that, and also excited about coming into a new year and even though things are very tumultuous right now in America and around the world, we the people of God don't have to fear. We take our authority and we stand in what God tells us to do, and we pray. I'm telling y'all, prayer works. And Martha, you've been in these massive prayer gatherings we've had in New Orleans where thousands have gathered, and we have seen the crime rate decrease. We've seen the murder rate drop, and we need to do that again because it's gone up again. But I do feel that's really our missing element right now. And if we can come together and do that, we'll see great changes next year.
Amen. Amen. I agree with you. And I have been a part of these prayer ministry events, and they are very powerful. And prayer does move the hand of God. And without prayer, we're very stagnant. And I try to spend time alone with the Lord, and also it's important to do it with other saints of God, other people who have Christ in them, to pray with them, because when you pray in numbers, it's extremely powerful. The Lord, He wants us to do that, and when we do it, it really works. He really moves on our behalf, so definitely... I definitely encourage our listeners to go to your website and to look into you. I want to continue to do this. People forget. They get busy. Life, like we talked about today, life just starts to happen, and we start to kind of not, you know, slide a little bit off course with this. And it's really important to get back to the Lord, put Him first. And so that's why I had you call us and talk to us a little about what we can do to join in and to be a part of this prayer movement.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can just go to the website, SharonBoland.com, SharonBoland.com, and you'll find all the info on Let's Pray. Also, we have some amazing Christmas resources that will really help you in your walk of prayer. We have music. I have this beautiful healing blanket we designed with scriptures all over it. We just have a few left, but you can get your healing blanket. If you know somebody that's sick, needs the Word of God, needs healing, we have prayer pillows. We have so many things, but what we want to do is really help cultivate a life of prayer. And I promise you, if you will do this, your family will be impacted, your children, your friends, and it will eventually impact the nation, but it all starts with us because we're the people and we make up a nation.
Amen, amen. Again, that website?
Yeah, it's SharonBoland.com.
All right, thank you, Sharon. The Lord bless you. We appreciate you so very much.
Thanks for having me, Martha.
Thank you so much. So enough's enough. I mean, we have to put America first, right? But really, we need to put God first. God has to come first. And with God being first, then the rest just follows. We're going to go on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO. WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5 on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan on 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football.
Sweet Carol.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We really appreciate our guest, Sharon Boland from Sharon Boland Ministries. So don't hesitate to go to her website and join in the prayer movement. We need to pray for our nation. This nation is in big trouble.
The world is.
Yeah, the world is in big trouble. It's definitely spiraling down. And the wheat is being separated from the tares.
Well, you use the term spiraling down. My visual image is the toilet has been flushed and we're swirling down.
Yeah, it's definitely in the toilet. Yeah. That's for sure. Look, they're expecting 16,000 plus illegals to flood the borders from like here on out.
Yeah.
This will destroy our system. You know, those who are on welfare and who need help, these are Americans who need help. It's going to break the system.
How many people were flown to Martha's Vineyard and there was such an outcry? It wasn't 16,000, was it?
No.
No, it was, what, 100
or so? A couple of hundred, maybe.
Yeah, a couple hundred. But yet, every day, this number of people are coming across the border and the immigration officials are powerless to stop it because of the directives from Washington. Now, when Trump was in office, you may not like Trump, but we didn't have this kind of flood of illegal immigrants. And I have nothing against immigrants. My mom is one. Martha's mom is one.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both legal immigrants.
That's right.
So I like legal immigrants. Illegal, I'm not too enthused about.
That's
but
right.
Just think, we've got, 17,000 a day, you said, coming in. that's because this is such a horrible country, right?
Right. That's exactly
right. Yeah,
that's,
you know, Brittany Griner, who just got released from Russia.
Do not get me started on Brittany Griner.
Well, I'm trying to get you started. So Brittany, if it's a, I don't know if Brittany's a he or a she. I can't figure it out. But but Brittany thinks it's a terrible country, didn't want the national anthem played at the basketball games and things like that. If it's such a terrible country, why are so many tens of thousands of people trying to get in here every day? And why have so many millions pushed their way in into such a terrible, racist, horrible country?
I'm not quite sure. We're going to get to a guest in a second. Is that Jose? Julio. Okay, hold on one second. Julio, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
All right. Well, thank you for being patient, Julio.
No, I'm not mistaken.
Hello? You there?
If you're listening on the radio, turn your radio off.
All right, Julio, are you there?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. The topic is the borders being wide open. What are your thoughts on this?
Is it all right? So I called originally about the big case that's headed to the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah, sure. You can talk about that.
I just want to say, yes, please. So I think it's a great idea that the mainstream media hasn't caught on. We all know that they're in bed for Biden.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys are aware. Rudy actually came out. He made a statement. He said that Hannity, John Solomon, and there was some others, they knew about the laptop from hell.
Yeah.
But refused to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
The way I view it, as they're all in bed together.
Absolutely.
So as long as this stays hush-hush, the Dems, they can't sneak. Because I don't know if you recall, but during Trump's entire presidency, anytime the man said anything, they had to change a law. He said if he lost, he may run for Speaker of the House. It got floated. We all thought that was a big announcement today, but sadly it wasn't. But one thing I really wanted to say is I feel that it would obviously be great. The poop we poop would be better than Biden. But what I feel in my heart, it's so true. But what I feel in my heart is that I think it would be a disservice to President Trump because we all know he won.
That's right.
Really quick. So he would only get 2 years if they had the balls to impeach and remove Pedo Peter. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Joe. Biden, it just gets so
quid pro quo, Pedo Joe.
That's it. If they removed him and Camel Toe, but they would have to impeach and remove. Then he could get 2 years plus he could run for re-election. And I think that he would have a chance. But right now the media is just going to bury this poor guy and just. It's really sad what's happening to our country, to the Trump family, to us as a whole, as a society. People around the world are laughing at us because we're becoming so immoral.
Yeah.
But thank you, and God bless.
Julio, you're always welcome to call back into this show. Okay, it's good to hear your voice. The Lord bless you too. Thank you so much. All right, we have Cajun Buccaneer. You on there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I called in to sound the alarm. You know, like Paul Revere and blow the whistle. Brothers and sisters, this entire nation is under attack. And there's a tidal wave getting ready to hit us. And I mean a tidal wave of illegal alien.
Yeah, they are.
When Title 42 ends, if you think it's bad now,
right.
They're going to be nearly 500,000, over 400,000 illegal aliens coming in every month. That can destroy this country in just a few months.
Absolutely.
All of our police and our military and everybody else. So we need to keep sounding the alarm and blowing the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
These people need to go to jail for treason. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about Fauci. I'm talking about everybody in the White House. I mean, this is terrible. This is terrible. It's got to be stopped. I mean, I still believe that America can make a big, huge comeback.
Yeah.
But it's going to take everything that we have, all of our finances, all of our power. You know, we got to pull together our families and our friends and our resources, just like our forefathers did. Because I tell you what, brothers and sisters, it's coming down to the wire right now.
It is coming down to the wire.
It sure is. When Title 42 ends,
yeah,
it is going to be on like never before. And I want to give y'all some advice right now. Please stock up on bullets. And if you don't have a gun, at least buy one or two guns immediately and maybe some Kevlar jackets too. Because guess what? They're going to be shooting at us. And we need something to shoot back to defend ourselves. You know, there's going to be some population reduction, all right? there's going to be a lot more people being murdered every single day than ever before.
That's right, because these people aren't being vetted. They're just coming across, you know, we don't even know who they are.
And they're going to try to get rid of us deplorables.
Exactly. They're going to try to execute the citizens of this country. I mean, New Orleans is already lost. They're done. But we've got to back up our police here in Jefferson Parish as much as possible. Brothers and sisters, we are greatly blessed. We have one of the best police departments in the world, much less the United States of America, right here in Jefferson Parish. I know a lot of Jefferson Parish police, and I'm going to do everything and anything I can think of to back up the police when, you know, do you know what hits the fan? Because it's getting ready to do that. It's coming Tuesday, I believe it is. Wake up, America. Arm yourselves now. Amen.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call. And we have one more caller.
I wanted to mention something, though. If there's anybody that wants a free college education with all of the illegal immigrants cross the border into Mexico, change your name, come back illegally, and then the Democratic government is going to try to give you a free college education.
Or you can change your name to Brittany Griner and go join a women's basketball team and make millions of dollars as a woman when you're a man.
You have to be at least a pretty good basketball player. Maybe not good enough for the NBA. But,
certainly,
you know,
not good enough to be on the man's team, so she had to join the women's team. And there's several pictures of him shooting hoops without her shirt on. Well, and, you know, it's hate to change the subject, but led me right into it.
It does require a certain amount of athletic ability, though, where what I'm saying is you don't have to have any athletic ability. Just immigrate illegally.
Just change your name.
That's it, yeah.
And then what?
Well, and come back across under an assumed name.
It's a lot of scamming. Anyway, so I'm a little frustrated over this Brittany Griner conversation, because the more I dig, the more I see that it's crazy. She is looking more and more like a he. And the evidence is definitely out there. And you can definitely see that she is playing basketball without a shirt on and 100% looks like a he. Now, she is claiming she's transgender. Well, of course she's going to claim that, because if she's really a he and he played basketball on a woman's team, of course he'll get away with it now if he's transgender, because that's all cool. It's so cool to be transgender.
Well, I saw a funny clip but sad, where a lady was addressing a school board and she came out in a cat suit and she said, "My name is such and such, I'm a cat."
Right.
And she went on for, did you see that?
That was an excellent display.
You know, after a while she says, "You don't believe I'm a cat, do you? Because you know, looking at me, I am not a cat. Well, suppose I came out here and said, I'm a man. You could look at me and say, no, you're not." So
that's people, right. Nowadays, just as much she's not a cat, he's not a woman.
Nowadays, the big thing is the sex assigned at birth. Well, what? Somebody's standing there with a coin to flip and say, we're going to call this one a male, we're going to call this one a female. No, you look at the equipment the child is born with and you say, oh, yeah, that's a biological male or a biological female. Mm-hmm. It's not the sex assigned at birth. It's a sex assigned at conception when you either get two X chromosomes or an X and a Y.
Right. So you can all do the same research we do and look it up. There's so much confusion about this, and I think that that's intentional. But the bottom line is that they traded this man who plays basketball as a woman on a woman's team for an arms dealer.
Yeah,
the Russian arms dealer is a murderer. And so we're missing the real story here. Biden's administration gave Russia a murderer for Brittany Griner.
It's politics.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And it's infuriating what's going on. And
yeah.
I mean, so I don't know. We got to get to the bottom of that. And I'm sure it's going to all play itself out.
You know, it's hard to tell what constitutes a woman anymore, because you pick up your Cambridge dictionary. They just changed the dictionary. It used to be a woman was an adult female human being. Okay, now a woman also can be someone that identifies as an adult female human being. You know, just check the chromosomes. X and Y chromosome or just XX chromosome.
We are in cuckoo land. Yeah. That's where we've gone, to cuckoo land. And no one's saying or doing anything about it. But we are here. We're talking about it right here on Liberty or Lockdown. Huck and Dave, we're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back.
Taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist. And that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google review, pricing is excellent and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So we're going to talk about some Twitter files that Elon Musk, he is on a roll. And I am loving Elon Musk right now.
He's like the butter and the jelly. He's on a roll.
He is definitely a delicacy right now.
And okay, so before you get to that.
Sure.
There's a lawsuit that's been filed against Elon Musk by a bunch of his former employees that he fired. Well, he bought the company.
Right.
You know, I've worked places before where I was an at-will employee, and your contract says you can be terminated at any time for any reason or for no reason. You have no legal recourse. These people were at-will employees. He let them go. He's yes. exercising his rights.
Did he let them go? He went yeah. in there and cleaned house.
But he did give them give them severance pay, I believe.
Okay, well, you see, he wasn't trying to harm them all. He just yeah. he needed to clean house, and then they went in there, and they dug deep and found a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like Twitter was using its company to... you know, hide the, like the gentleman who called a little while ago, Julio's talking about the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. And that was all removed. And it was the Biden administration who actually reached out to Twitter. And so we have a lot of evidence. Twitter files expose, let's talk about transgenders again. Twitter file exposes Michelle Obama's personal involvement in Trump's ban. But that's just the beginning. Michelle Obama's personal involvement in Trump's ban. The latest installment of Twitter files notes that the extent to which public pressure as well as private contributions to Twitter's decision to ban former President Trump in January of 2021. Michelle Obama posted an irate tweet on January 7th, 2021, one day after the Capitol insurrection. Well, anyway. Now... is the time for Silicon Valley companies to stop enabling this monstrous behavior and go even further than they have already by permanently banning this man from their platforms and putting in place policies to prevent their technologies from being used by the nation's leaders to fuel insurrection. That's what she wrote.
Insurrection.
Yeah, it's a big old insurrection, but nobody wants to mention the FBI vans, the big buses that dropped off Antifa, that put on the MAGA clothes, and then they broke in. And how ironic that Fox News and the cameras were already in place
yeah.
so they could actually live stream this so-called insurrection.
Well, here's one thing I don't like about President Trump. He's got a big mouth. I wish he'd learned to keep his mouth shut, but he's a New Yorker.
Anyway, I love him.
He says what's on his mind.
Yes.
He was just blurting out a bunch of stuff that I wish he hadn't said, but
he never told anyone to break in and do any harm.
Exactly.
He never said that. He said peacefully protest, and we have the right to peacefully protest. Yep. And they are going to be caught. This is all going to come to an end. And then Michelle Obama, whom I do not like. And if we,
really?
No, I don't like her at all. And if we have any hope of improving this nation, now is the time for swift and serious consequences for the failure of leadership that led to yesterday's shame, she added. The message was noted by journalist Michael in the fourth Twitter files release. But after the events of January 6th, the internal and external pressure on Twitter's CEO, Jack grows. This is just continuing. There's more evidence that Michelle Obama was a part of him being banned. That's not good.
Well,
they banned the president of the United States because they didn't like what we had to say. But what we had to say was exposing what they were doing. The Democrats are a Marxist socialist organization.
Well, there was an attempt a while ago to establish something. I think it was called the Ministry of Disinformation or Department of Disinformation. Well, that sounds a whole lot like what I read in 1984 in Brave New World, the Ministry of Truth. We who are in charge will tell you what's truth and what's not, and you can't hear the other side to make up your own mind.
Right, exactly. So silence the truth and then put out your propaganda. Make that to be true, and then the other person can't counter it because your voice, their voices have been taken away. That's why Liberty or Lockdown was established, based off of all of that. We want to be able to give open lines, people to speak their truth, and to have two opposing conversations. That's how we come to a conclusion. So,
well, the January 6th committee in the House of Representatives, it's been almost 2 years since there was a protest, and they still have never called President Trump as a witness, and he was agreeable to going, but they never called him. But regarding the question as to whether the final proceeding of the January 6th hearings will include new evidence, the chairperson, Benny Thompson, said, "It could be the evidence that we have not shared in the hearings. It could very well be." So we're still going to keep this secret even 2 years later because
right.
they don't have anything.
Elon Musk said that he's returned Trump's Twitter files. Everything has been restored, but Trump said he will remain on Truth Social platform. So if you want to see President Trump, he's on Truth Social platform. And I am one who believes he's the president, but people call me crazy, and that's okay. I don't mind.
So the reason people, the Democrats, are trying to say he was participating in an insurrection is appealing to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution that said if a person was convicted of insurrection against the United States, they could not hold office in the future. Well, of course, you know, everybody has a right to due process. So if he were even accused, indicted, he would still have the right to go through a trial. He's never been indicted. It's just a whole bunch of innuendo and rumors and nasty talk.
So look, we have a guy by the name of Wes on our Facebook Live or one of those live streams over there. And he says, do you all feel Elon Musk is doing a hangout drip with these Twitter files? IOWS, control damage control. The portal is still up. Why?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to call in at 504-556-9696 and give us the download on exactly what you're talking about.
Of course, we don't have much time today. Maybe next time.
That's right. That's 504-556-9696. Wes, you are always welcome to call into Liberty or a Lockdown. And maybe someone out there in Radio Land has the answer to that question. We are always open and available. All right, we have one more caller on the line. Is that... Flaming Conservative, he has his own radio show. Is he still there? Flaming Conservative, yes, how are you, John?
Martha, do you hear me?
I can.
Yes. I believe the same thing you just said. The Lord is working wonders when you and I got you to thank for guiding me to keep my eye on Jesus.
Amen. Way to go.
And I want to tell Tiffany, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You raise a beautiful family.
Thank you, John.
And Dawson,
I appreciate that.
And Dawson is the next Superman.
I don't know about Superman, but we're working on him. So we're going to close on this. But speaking about Dawson, he's got a PayPal account because he's trying to raise $3,000 to go to this lacrosse camp. So if any of you wanted to donate to Dawson Huckabee's lacrosse camp, you can actually go on to my Facebook page, which is Martha Henderson Huckabee, and look for the link to PayPal and donate that way. And it'll also be on our Liberty or Lockdown social media page. And please just give $20, $25, anything. All of it's adding up. So far, he's raised $1,000 in 3 days.
Yes.
He's very excited. He'll be growing. This is a world-renowned lacrosse camp. I think his name is Paul Rabel. And we're very proud of Dawson. But thank you, John. We appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Any last words? We're shutting down.
Let me quote from President Trump.
Thank you, John.
Give a man a fish and he will eat for a day. Deport a man and you'll never have to feed him.
That's very good. This is Liberty or a Lockdown. We're here every Thursday at 5 p.m. Thank you. The Lord bless you.
God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York too.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory